Susan Rice took herself out of contention this week to be our next Secretary of State, leaving a lot of high-profile names on the list. Joining us to talk about it, Reed Epstein, White House reporter for Politico. Hi there, Reed, and how are you doing?
Good afternoon. I'm doing good.
I'm glad to hear that. Let's begin, though, by first mentioning a bit of current news about the current Secretary of State. Word today from the State Department that Hillary Rodham Clinton fainted at one point this week and is suffering from a concussion, but she is recovering at home, reportedly suffering from a stomach virus that triggered the fainting episode. In the meantime, lots of talk about her replacement as she prepares to leave state. Let's begin with Senator John Kerry, chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Kerry could probably, they say, win easy confirmation from his Senate colleagues, but his nomination, on the other hand, would jeopardize a now safe Democratic Senate seat in Massachusetts. What do you think, Reed?
Well, he's certainly the front runner. We saw Mitch McConnell, the Republican Senate Minority Leader, this week come out and say that he believed Kerry would be a good choice and could be confirmed by the Senate. And certainly members of the Senate, there's a long history of them being confirmed for all sorts of cabinet posts. But again, it would have, of course, opened up a seat in Massachusetts where state law dictates that there has to be an election to replace a senator. And we saw how well that went in Massachusetts for the Democrats last time.
And then there's John Huntsman, former governor of Utah, U.S. ambassador to Singapore, and then to China, ran for the 2012 GOP nomination, although he lost it. He certainly brings strong international weight to the diplomatic table. Let's talk about him. What do you think?
You know, I think that the odds are for Kerry at the moment. Huntsman, having run for president against President, in the primary, ostensibly against President Obama, is not terribly likely to get a whole lot of to be nominated as Secretary of State, but you know this White House is always full of surprises.
Who else is out there if we get past the top rungs, Kerry and Huntsman?
Well, certainly Chuck Hagel's name has been in the mix for Secretary of Defense. We've heard about him. As you said, Susan Rice was probably the front runner given her past relationships with the president, and certainly the way that she was elevated into this discussion by Senators McCain and Graham after her Benghazi discussions.
Exactly. And the other issue, of course, that Susan Rice would have been a change from is that the fact that we're talking about a lot of white guys here, Kerry and Huntsman. Is that an issue that the White House really, really needs to consider carefully?
Well, you know, we'll see. Certainly after the Susan Rice news broke this week, there were a handful of people who made the point that the president was allowing perhaps his highest profile African-American woman nominee or potential nominee to be taken out of the process. And we saw a couple of members of Congress, Donna Brazile, take to Twitter and bemoan that fact. And we'll see if he is able to replace Rice with someone else, perhaps somewhere else in his cabinet, who can serve as an African-American woman.
Thanks so much, Reed, for your insight. Good talking to you.
Thank you.
Reed Epstein, White House reporter for Politico on the subject of Secretary of State and who will have the seat after Hillary Rodham Clinton leaves that office. It is 1:25.